This is an MUT Radio podcast.
25 minutes, or rather 26 after 2 o'clock. I'm the king of OB, Conji Flex. The title of the tone, it's called Ngibambe. Hey, boy, you're nervous, so you're shy. Hey. Kodwa wathathwa apa ungitshele kahle.
Eh, namangazi.
Kodwa uyisibusiso. Ngoba abona ingoma yakho mayithandwa yimina, a man of God. Oh, my daughter. Eyisuka ithandwa ngempela.
Unikile ithemba.
Yeah, no, ngiyakunikeza ithemba mngana. You see these two songs? No, they push it for.
Yeah.
I don't wanna lie.
Yeah.
I don't wanna lie.
By the way, zombili ziphumile. Yeah. Zi out. On all DSPs.
Ngiyabona la mfethu ukuthi umkantu bovu, because waqala this career of music at the age of 16.
Yeah.
Mhlambe if you can share ukuthi what inspired you ukuthi uqale music so early.
Yeah.
And ukuqala kwakho waqala kanjani? Yisi umuntu mesene experience uyayizwa into ekhipha no hayi. I know. Sekukhulumi sekukhulumi experience ke la. Mhlambe if you can share ukuthi yini yakugqugquzela, kwakwenzakalani, wawuqala kanjani music?
At that time ngangimncane 16 mengicabanga. So actually la ngihlala khona elokishini nganginabangani yabo. So and there's khona umuntu sithi uBeast or we produce like around the area yabo. So one of my friends like bonke futhi ba ikahlahle ibona bang inspireish ukuthi ngiqala music, but uthando lo music vele ngangikuthanda, but I didn't have access to izinto njengo studio kanjani. Kodwa te leyo nto leyi siyenziwa abantu aba close kunami ngaba inspired to nami ukuthi nami ngingakwazi ukuyenza lento, and then abantu ngangena kanjalo kwi music space.
So ukuqhamuka kwakho from Mayville, Durban, kwe influencer kanjani i sound yakho, people who are around you, as well as artistic identity yakho, kwa influencer kanjani, friends as you've identified ukuthi nabo babe khona.
So actually lento le it's funny because ilo i foundation your music kwami, it's actually hip hop yabo. So ngaqala ngenza i hip hop until 2019 or 2020,
Then
I diverted to amapiano since amapiano was actually taking over the music space. So at that time angeke ngisho kuningi because ngangiyingane. So yonke into engiyenzayo ngiyenza nje yabo, without having like so much idea and everything.
But uthando lwayo lukhona.
But uthando lwayo lukhona.
Mhlambe yini yakushintshisa to hip hop, yaze
from hip hop to amapiano.
Yes, to amapiano. Nini le yakumotivator i transition yakho, and i response yabantu sushintshile bakwamukela ukuthi no man, no yazi ngazothi now he's better, this and not that he was not better laphana, but hey ukushintsha kwakho
it was a good thing.
Yeah, it was a good thing.
Ngingasho ukuthi like uku understand like music per se, music kuyi business. So you're not only doing music because of how you feel sometimes. Melu compromise ukuthi abantu bafunani, understand yini eselayo emgaqweni at that time. Mekuthi kwenziwa type a new genre njenga 3 step njengamanje.
Yeah.
We finding a lot of artists that they benzi piano, benzi it's not a bad thing, but ukushintsha kwani kwe sound. And yeah, nokuthi nje mina nga understand ukuthi compromise nje kwami ukuthi I have to serve what people want.
Yabo
lonto ileso space ekumele ngisibheke.
Okay,
then yeah.
So I want to pass a compliment here. Ngikuzwe ukuthi you notice ukuthi people are moving to amapiano, they're listening to amapiano, so that's when you transition from hip hop to amapiano. I just want to say that you have a good eye, so that's a good thing ukuthi you are able to identify a space and you are able to break in kusa early, you know, while everyone is hyping over amapiano. So yeah, I'm just passing that compliment. Also, you have worked with Imi, international artists.
Yes.
So what's the most valuable or important thing that you have learned from among collaborations that you formed?
Ngifunda okuningi from producers because bakhona producers now ama artists. Ngifunda okuningi enye into engiyigainile experience from another genre. And I'm getting ideas when I work with international people because they come with a different sound.
Okay.
So mengi thatha leyo sound and mix it with what I have and what I already do. So kuphuma enye into lapho e unique. Understand?
Yeah.
So yeah, ngasho ukuthi point le engicoshayo from working with people that are international. Yeah.
Okay. Mm. All right. So let's talk about you being creative, ne? Moving your ideas from being ideas or a concept, kind of like, to them being a thing now, something that you can see, a completion, basically. Mm-hmm. So how do you approach making a new track?
Actually, I feel like ngizenza ngenye indlela yabo, but every time ngizo recorder, so I actually work with abantu like ama producers because I have my own studio yabo.
Oh, okay.
So into eyenzakalayo, I communicate with people engisebenza nabo via like WhatsApp kanje, and they would send me like ama beats and everything, or we could work on a beat and then by sender off. And every time in the studio, like I play little beats leyo, like I play the bunch of loma beats now, most of five ngiyadlala wonke lezo ezong engizoyithanda kuqala, like I'm feeling ngathi like imood yami ihamba nalini namhlanje.
Okay.
I'd start recording ngale yo beat and then le idea efikayo kumina ekhanda ngizolontuza ngayo because I don't even angibhali. Yazi abantu abaningi bayitshena mhlambe ngiyabhala, mhlambe I notepad ngayo,
yes,
like ngayeka ukuyisebenzisa mhlambe 3 years or 4 years ago.
Yeah.
So nje njengoba ngihleli kanje la e studio, that's how I record myself.
So, okay.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Mhlambe if I may ask ukuthi eingomeni zakho njengoba usuyibalile zonke ukuthi which of your songs would you say wena defines you as an artist and why? Le khuluma nawe ngqo uthi you see this one. Ah, ichaza mina.
Yeah.
Eish. Lo mbuzo unzima for mina because manje like ngempela because every time ngirecord ingoma, leyo ngoma le ngirecorde ngalolo suku o leyo ngoma engirecorde kokugcina kuyona ikuzoba iyona ingoma engithanda ukudlula le yadi ngirecorde izona.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think in mindset yokuba I artist. So you don't stuck we plan noma kwindawo eyodwa, understand? So
okay.
Every time ngirecorder that becomes my best song. Yabo. So sometimes ngize ngithole ukuthi kwi vault yam there's so much music because ngirecorda every day, and then every song that I record iyona engifeeling ngathi iyona.
Okay.
So I start like leaving out lezi ingoma lezi engirecordile and what so on. So ngingasho ukuthi every song leyo kugcina engirecordile iyona, one best one, because the next one I have to be meli idlule ngikodile, understand?
Okay.
So yeah, ngiyathanda futhi lo nto le.
Yeah,
to have that mindset.
Yeah, it's like you know that you can always be better.
Yeah,
you can always say something or deliver.
Ikwenza ukuthi angiphela amandla.
Yeah,
you see.
Yeah,
I want to do more. I love that mindset. Now mlaleli, please have that mindset lapha ekhaya. So G-Flex, with ama genres constantly evolving la kwi industry, wena on your own perspective, how do you stay true to yourself while also keeping things fresh and relevant to style sako?
I think it's being creative and like nothando lo, because angithi angisho ukuthi amanye ama genre ngiwathanda, but like uyazi ukuthi khona lo music lo owena, understand? Yabo. So mina I stick with soulful music. If it has soul, it's not ayikuthi angikwenzi ongekho soulful, yabo, but if lo music loyo usoful, uyakwazi ukukhuluma nomuntu. Because I can still play that song after 5 years. Understand? Akufani nengoma yobumnandi ngayidlala namhlanje kusasa ngeke ngikwazi uyidlala, yabo. So ingoma that ene message spiritually, emotional. Yeah, I deal with emotions. So yeah,
I also think it's very strategic how you choose a genre that you know that you can be your best self in, so that you produce results now that you can be proud of, rather than dibbling and dabbling from various genres all over the place, you know?
Yeah.
So I think that's very strategic.
You know, umadlokovu yonke indima yakhona inama challenges.
Yeah.
Kunama challenges obhekane nawo. Nami nginama challenges engibhekane nawo apart from umjolo. Akhona ama challenges.
Kungena manje lo.
No, I'm just saying. Na yi challenge, hey, hey. Challenge yani, ngibothe, ngaze ka challenge. Manje G-Flex la kwi style sakho na kwi industry yomculo. For sure akhona ama challenges osuke wabhekana nawo.
Yeah.
Mhlambe if you can quote there and there so that nomlaleli is going to be inspired ukuthi nami yazi if kukhona umuntu obhekane nalenkinga wasizakala. Mhlambe what are some of your biggest challenges osuke wabhekana nawe in your journey so far and wawa overcome kanjani those challenges?
Oqala unemployment.
Ish.
Yabo, if you have like iphupho olichayisayo, i-challenge yokuqala ukuthi lelo phupho lizokudemand imali.
Yeah.
Like ukuza la kwi-interview,
yeah, true.
Yabo. And angisebenzi, yabo. And mina ngiye ngibuye kanje into, kuyo yonke into ofisa uyifeza noma okuyiphupho lakho, leyo nto leyo kumele uyitreat as a business.
Yeah.
I understand.
Definitely. Mina
nasesikoleni angenzanga kahle. Maybe ngangifocus kakhulu ku music.
Yeah.
Understand? So into engiye ngiyenze ngiye ngithi asebenziseni ama abilities ethu ukuthi asikhokhele thina. Since mina ngenza u music, I could like nginga record people, like ngibanike i studio service. Ngibarecordise ngibe u producer wabo, and then they could pay for that. So ngenze njani lapho ngisebenzisa iability yami to ukuthi ngikhokhele. Understand? So so at the end of the day leyo nto leyo sengiyithene into ibusiness. So into yani
like a service. Providing a service. I love that.
You know where G-Flex ingeshumayela ke manje ngithi mina yabona. It depends ukuthi yini oyitshalile. Uyabona ezinye izitshalo ukuze udla ama fruits wakhona. You need to wait. Ukulinda kwakhona it's not easy. Because some fruits ozowathola lapho even nabanye bazosuka befuna ukuzodla ama fruits lawo. So when the tree start to blossom or start to produce fruits, you will see. And I always tell people ukuthi kuyobe ngazuthi kunezinto ezizoza kuwena usungayicelanga usho ukuthi naloku bengingakappreciate bengingakucelanga sekufikile kumina. What I'm trying to say is that imanje because you are keep on pushing ne khona la uya khona. I'm telling you,
I prophesy. Exactly. While we're still on that point ukuthi he's going places and you know as a rising star, so are there any possible artists that you want to collaborate with or ama producers that you would love nje to work with,
like who's already there? Noma,
it could be your dream artist or producer that you want to work with.
Baning almost
bonk
almost bonk
comes out the small for sure.
Number one.
I knew it.
I hope he's listening. Please comes out the small.
Yeah, because I think like ukulalela kwami piano ngaqala nga
yabantu ngikhulumisa mongcwele manje.
So ning because angifuni uba picky.
Yeah.
Like almost bonk.
Yeah.
But Kamza, we would actually
appreciate
collaboration.
Yeah.
Okay.
Menga says well no, no, don't keep her and go. Hey, imnandi la ngoma.
Yo.
So yeah. What can my listeners or us expect next from Ochi Flex?
Ngifuna ukusho izinto eziningi, new music nje mfethu.
Okay.
Ivolta yami igcwele ayisakwazi ngisho ukuvaleka, so yeah, I have a lot of music. Yo. Ngicela ukushaya I shout out nje to the people that I've worked with. DJ Lusoul, Steezy Boy, Swazi, TKT Music.
You've worked with DJ Lusoul?
Mm. Oh wow. No, no, not actually Lusoul.
Oh wow.
It's Lusoul.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
It's not how singapore
la lapha. Hawe singthuli nje ayichangeke.
So yeah.
No.
Oh wow, shout out.
Yeah, big shout out to them.
Mthembe if
yeah, if we want to get connected to you, my listeners A2, they want to get in touch with Ochi Flex, they want to book you for my event, you know? So how can they get hold of you? Your socials, email, number, sathola
kanjani? Yeah, for my bookings, ngasebenzisa email flexvisionrecords@gmail.com, inamba 0695331530. Yeah.
Okay.
So, ngiphi number bafu?
0695 533 533 1530.
And then email it's flexvisionrecords.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. @gmail.com.
Yeah.
Okay. No, thank you so much, sir, for your time. God bless you.
Namiyabonga.
Siyabonga kakhulu. Because of time, we're speaking with G Flex. Uyena ke ushale zengoma ezu 2. Wela, you can get those songs on Spotify, ikona everywhere. You can get those songs. Zimnand, I don't want to lie. But may God bless you.
Ngiyabonga, ngiyabonga. Thank you for having
me. Ngibonga mina. There was G Flex 1443 on the Hangout Time, the king of OB, better known as Mr. Kaching, Mr. Much Money. Come along. Lindelwa okwamaphumulo ingane abazukulu bamba uthi umkhulu Lindi bake basho njalo ngisebengisukela uthe ungamthola ke lapha na monga bafuna ukumbooka it flexvisionrecord@gmail.com kanti number yocingo 0695331560 0695331560.
Yeah, so thank you so much for coming through. Had such an amazing interview.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Goodbye. Siyabonga futhi. Hamba kahle.
This is a MUT Radio podcast.